take this from his own 1 yard line. Smith following his blocks. Nice job out across the 30. And he's still going. Tre'Mond Smith. He's got blockers. And he's going to go the distance. And for the Houston Texans, that is their first kick return touchdown since 2009. Quick pass. It's Cooks. Blockers ahead. Cooks turns on the Jets. Cooks, see you later. Touchdown, Texans. His second of the day. And that should do it here in Jacksonville.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Aaron on this holiday week. It's not only a holiday show, it's a holiday week. I feel good about this. Things are going to be said that you've never heard on the radio before. I'm pretty sure.
Texans, like Davis Mills is your quarterback of the future. Is that what you're about to say?
Well, how about that? Maybe Nick Caserio got it right.
Maybe. I mean, you beat the team that's going to draft number one.
Yeah. Well, no question. But you went heads up against the number one guy in the draft.
Aaron's screaming about something.
What, Aaron?
They're picking number one in the draft because you beat them. Had you lost, you'd get the number one pick.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. You're beating
you
some wins. Bad teams.
The fact that
you've beaten them twice out of your three wins. So, so congratulations there. I mean,
maybe Davis Mills is the future.
Well, no. Okay, but if you had
you
to,
beat him in game one.
If you didn't know either quarterback.
No, Davis Mills is developing nicely.
Okay, if you didn't know either quarterback and you said one was a first rounder, one was the first overall pick, one was a third, you could possibly say, "Oh, well that's the guy that's the
number
one overall
pick." This is why I'd say neither look like the first overall, but the kid from the Texans looks like he's better.
He's better. Yeah,
and then you'd see commercials and you're like, "Why does that third rounder from with the hair have that Subway commercial?" No, he's actually the first pick.
Right.
And he's doing Subway, and he's that bad doing Subway commercials about hair and cold cuts?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Is this an NIL deal? What is this?
It could be. It could well
might
be.
Might as well an be an NIL deal.
Yeah.
I can tell you this much. Right now, you're dealing with a quarterback who looks like he's playing better football since coming off the bench. It's one of the scenarios we discussed is, what if he goes to the bench? He didn't look good when he went to the bench.
No.
When Davis Mills left the starting lineup and Tyrod Taylor came back, it was like, good, Tyrod's back. Davis Mills needs to go to the bench. He looks terrible right now. Davis Mills goes to the bench, learns a little bit, maybe gets to, you know, he had his experience in his back pocket. He starts to recognize coverages and defenses, and maybe the game slowed down a little bit. And right now what we're seeing is a more comfortable it's a more comfortable quarterback right now. And Brandon Cooks talked about that yesterday.
That's just him, you know, trusting his reads, just being able to watch film, you know, that extra time after practice, you know, together, just kind of continue to build. But at the end of the day, like I always tell him, trust his read, trust what he see. And it just happened today that, you know, we connected on a few.
But it's not just Davis Mills, the third rounder, who's getting better. It's also Coach Cully.
I'm growing as it goes. And, you know, I got a lot of help upstairs, you know, with Nick and Romeo. And, you know, when those decisions come up, you know, we go over a whole bunch of those things, you know, with a game management meetings on every Saturday morning. And you know, I just feel more comfortable doing those kind of things. And, you know, we're growing as we go.
Isn't Nick Caserio?
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of help during the season. Like, Nick's not involved game day, is he? Like, we just don't know that Nick's somewhere on the...
You know Jack is.
I know.
Well, so on that subject, Jason Lockenfor, I feel like Jason Lockenfor just throws stuff out there, doesn't he? I mean, okay, so now, listen, this would have been a lot more valid had the Texans lost. Now, and it still may be valid anyway because they just don't feel like, you know, Coach Cully is the guy that Coach Cully, well, if you feel like Coach Culley is the guy after what you've seen this year, then something is wrong with you. So, but whether or not they're going to retain him for next year is another story. But Jason LaConfora put out there on Friday that the Bears, here's some breaking news. The Bears and the Texans are considering firing their coaches this offseason.
No.
Yeah. So
Texans, I'd be a little bit more surprised about Texans just because the it's a 1 year guy, the length of the contract you gave out, even if the last year isn't guaranteed, or, you know, even if there's something funny about the contract, which I don't know. I always assume coaches' contracts are guaranteed. I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, a lot of times you can get a buyout if you want to get back into coaching. If you're David Culley, you say, no, I'll just take payments for 5 straight years and retire. That's what I would do. I'd like, no, I don't want to get back in the. I've been doing this a long time. I'm not taking a buyout so I can get back into coaching faster, a lump sum. I'll just ride this sucker out for 5 years as I retire. That's what I would do.
That's what. Well, so that's, you and I, we don't want to work all day anyway. So
no, I mean, but David Culley, maybe he doesn't either. He's been around a while, so I think David Culley's back next year.
I do too.
I don't think Matt Nagy is back.
No.
I think he's definitely gone.
Oh, really? The Bears are considering every sporting event in Illinois, they have a chant, fire Nagy.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure, yeah, that's something that the Bears have to maybe hear, maybe. I'm not sure. And at every game that they have, they have a fire Nagy chant. So I'm pretty sure, okay, you went out on a limb there, Jason LaConfora. But listen, that's just piling on. Hey, you know what? He has learned. He's made some mistakes. I hate when he chews his tongue on the sidelines. Does anybody else hate that?
I haven't paid attention to it.
It really kind of bothers. I wish he'd stop doing it. Just chew the gum like 100 miles an hour like you have been. Just do that.
Yeah.
That's a lot better than chewing your tongue. I don't know if anybody else has noticed that, but it just, I don't know. I just don't want my head coach chewing his tongue.
You want that or the Steve Belichick with his tongue just hanging out like he's, you know, in a zombie mode?
Would I rather see Bill Belichick on my
no,
side?
No.
Steve
Bill
Belichick. You know his son with the mullet? Steve, with the mullet.
Oh, Steve, yeah.
He always does that.
No, I don't want Steve. I don't want Steve Belichick on my sideline. And I don't, well, I really don't want David Culley on my sideline either. But neither, nor, do I have to have, that's my choices? Okay, give me John Harbaugh instead. Although you're not a big John Harbaugh fan today.
Well, I just think that, and we'll get into it a different segment.
Yeah.
I just think analytics took one yesterday after it took one for the Chargers. But we'll get into it. I mean, it might not be a big deal if it hadn't happened twice in the month of December already, resulting in two losses.
Right.
Directly in two losses.
Directly. However,
so,
yeah.
We'll get to that. It's the idea of going for two. Analytics has burst on the scenes for in-game decision-making this year, and it is having a wild effect that is, I think it's causing a little bit of blowback. But we'll get into it another segment. I want to stick on Davis Mills for a second. Back to Davis Mills. So there's nothing that looks spectacular about him, but he looks comfortable running an offense. It's hard to. So this is what's happening now. You've won 3 games. Two of those games were with Davis Mills as quarterback. One was with Tyrod Taylor as quarterback in the first game of the year against Jacksonville. You beat the worst team in football. I mean, they're the worst team in football now. They are.
Yeah.
You beat the worst team in football.
Yeah.
Twice in two of those. So
I mean,
we have to keep
that.
Everything. You know, I think that it's easy to because the announcers were talking about it too. This Davis Mills kid, you know, is going to allow the Texans to potentially look in a different a different direction, which means the Texans are already talking about that with the announcers in their pregame meetings, production meetings. So that's already been introduced to them by the team. I think there's a growing likelihood that the Texans are going to pass on quarterback, no matter who is there, no matter how they have him graded, to go with a different position. I mean, honestly, I'm okay with it. I don't think that means that Davis Mills is your long-term forever quarterback, but I also understand team building, and you can't just panic, especially when you have a roster that you can go in so many different directions and improve yourself. The Texans are actually in a favorable position in that regard, where no matter what direction you turn, you could draft a position that would upgrade your current position. It's one of those rare opportunities. So if they went with Evan Neal from Alabama at tackle, it's an upgrade. If they went with you know, Aiden Hutchinson or Kayvon Thibodeau, if either one of those guys are there, it's an upgrade. If they, I don't know. I have to get through all of my draft stuff to see who I think are the top players. But I can just tell you this. I also think that this could be a year where it's not a great top six, at least not as deep as we've seen the last few years, where this could be a trade-out scenario for the Texans, which I would be okay with as well if you're not going to draft a quarterback and if maybe those two pass rushers aren't there. So, but Davis Mills, he's getting to the point now, whether it's good or bad, he's getting to the point where he is going to force the Texans' hand in giving him another year of discovery. And maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's I think it's as a matter of fact, I think it's a great thing. If the Lions can win again and the Texans can move into the number two hole, and you know, they can they would it, because if somebody does need a pass rusher and Thibodeau is sitting there, let's say at number two, the Texans can trade out of there and they can go. I hate to say it, but yeah, maybe they just go another year with Davis Mills and whatever, because unless they feel like Kenny Pickett or Matt Corral is the guy and it's undisputed and we love this guy and we think he's the guy of the future, and you know what, Davis Mills be damned, we got a good backup, or at least we got somebody that we know we can go to in Davis Mills, then you can trade out of there. Or you can take that pass rusher at number two. I would prefer they trade it out instead of getting a Kayvon Thibodeau. I mean, you're going to study him a hell of a lot more. Maybe you think he's going to be a guy that can't miss in the NFL. I don't know. I don't know that. You got so many more options. This is exactly what you were supposed to do with Davis Mills. And you know what you're finding out? Because look at the bad play.
What
by
you're
the,
maybe finding out, because there's well, no, also no. some really bad games. Oh no, for Davis there are, Mills but, against better competition.
But listen, he's a rookie. I mean, yeah. and especially a rookie that didn't play many football games. If I'm the Jaguars right now, looking at what Trevor Lawrence is doing, I'm like, man, that kid played a lot of college at the highest level, played championship level football, and this is what he's doing.
It's hard.
It's his rookie year.
It's hard.
Really, really hard. So to think that Davis Mills, who started 10-12 games in his entire career, 11 games in his career in college, is going to walk in here and be and wow everybody is ridiculous.
But here's one of the differences. Davis Mills played in a Stanford offense, which has a lot of pro elements built into it. You know, Trevor Lawrence played in Dabo's offense or Tony Elliott's offense or Chad Morris's offense, whoever was, you know, or the different times that he was, well, wouldn't have been Chad, but he played an offense where it was more simplified. It was more simple reads. He had massive advantages at the wide receiver position on a regular basis. They were able to out-athlete people at all the skill positions. It's tougher when you get somewhere and you've got to be a full-field reader and you've got and you don't have the athletic advantages at all the skill positions.
You're not playing against Cal?
Right.
Or
you're not playing against Virginia Oregon Tech. State, I mean,
Clemson, yeah.
You're the worst.
Well, even Davis Mills, too. I mean, he's in a pro-style offense, but he's playing against Oregon State, not against NFL
no,
quality
no, no,
players.
No, right. But he has played in a pro-style offense, which a lot of times the reads and everything, you'll get more comfortable more quickly. You'll be more pro-ready. These guys who play in air raid what Clemson has, which is a lot of predetermined reads and quick game, that doesn't get you ready for the pro game. So I think we're seeing that with Trevor Lawrence. I still think Trevor Lawrence is going to be a really good quarterback. But Davis Mills has the ability to get better, to potentially get more comfortable more quickly. We have to see. Don't forget, he was a five-star quarterback coming out. He was one of the best pocket passers, if not considered the best pocket passer, coming out of the high school class when he was coming out of Georgia in high school. So it's not like he doesn't have a pedigree.
Yeah.
And he throws a good ball. He's got good arm talent. Like, he's got some pedigree to him, and he's got some traits. The question is now, I don't know how to answer the question. I see some good things. It's against bad competition. I've seen some bad things against good competition. He's also a rookie. Like, you're taking all your clues in, and you know what your answer is? It's the same answer it should be for most quarterbacks. You can't see it in 1 year.
I don't know.
You can't see it in a year.
Yeah, no. I don't know yet. But at least it's not no.
The kid has no running game. No, you know what? It got to a point where you were thinking it was no. This little comeback, Tyrod Taylor sucking, has opened the door to a yes, at least.
Yeah.
And now I'm not as sure.
Exactly. All right, 713 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're just getting started. I mean, did you watch any thoughts on, I've seen people, man, the Texans played yesterday. I wish I'd have known and all kinds of stuff.
Well, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
At noon, they always play.
But you forget now. It's hard to remember that they're playing. It really is hard to remember. And listen, if you want to get in and you've got any thoughts on what you saw yesterday out of your team or anything else, and don't forget, in about half an hour, we're going to do What Did I Learn This Weekend in one sentence. So we got a lot of stuff to do here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 on a Gilbert Christmas week right here on the show. So we'll talk about that on the other side, how we can help out Gilbert this week. We'll do that on the other side right here. And our 11th of 12 days of Christmas, and it's a good one. So let's take a quick one here. And right now, I want to talk about, and Lance and I both want to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. I don't have any plumbing issues at the house. I thought I did. I thought it had my disposal. And you know what? Aqueduct says, we're at your disposal. And it's kind of funny. It's catchy because they're at your disposal and they're at your disposal. But here's the deal. It's not about catchy and quirky and, you know, little funny things. It's about them coming to your home and giving you a real estimate where they're not jacking it up. And, oh, by the way, they're not charging you to come to the house either. That's the first sign that they're actually nice, good people, is that they're not going to charge you $70 just to show up.
Yeah, it gets the hooks in, and they're like, well, we'll apply it to whatever it costs to fix this. Let me tell you something. You can trust the pricing. You can trust the diagnosis from Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You can go to thebenchplumbing.com, and that's where you need to go whenever you have issues. And it could be leaky faucet. It could be major deals. It could be smaller deals. It could be remodels, new construction. But they're a company that you can trust, and they don't use subcontractors. They are the subcontractor in many cases. Aqueduct Plumbing Company, go to thebenchplumbing.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I agree with you. David Mills, to me, shows you the difference between a guy who's been in the league for a few years, the experience factor, but yet you take Trevor Lawrence a couple years from now, he'd be that same guy.
It's Bill Cowher, who David Mills apparently has been in the league for a few years now.
What?
Yeah, David Mills. I think he was maybe David Culley he was talking about and coaching. He thought Davis Mills, which is David, first of all, and then he thought been in the league for 3 years.
He kind of looks like a veteran. The way he looks, like in his
face.
Well,
I'll tell you this. He's poised like a veteran.
Zach Wilson looks like a kid who will play with your toys at your Christmas party and make it about him. Or will make fun of you at his Christmas party when you bring a present and he goes, this present sucks! And all the kids laugh at you. That's what Zach Wilson looks like. He looks like a little kid. Whoa. Davis Mills looks like a grown person that's got a stroller walking down the street with his newborn baby and the dumb stork sign in the yard, and he's got his little baby, and he's like kind of waves to people. He's got a cup of coffee in the other hand. He's pushing stroller with one hand. That's Davis Mills. Zach Wilson looks like a guy who does TikTok dances and makes fun of you because you gave him a bad, or makes fun of your shoes because they're not expensive
enough. Right. What if Zach Wilson and Spencer Rattler were both walking down the street and they saw Davis Mills? What would they do to him?
It would be, they would have ugly words to say.
Ugly things.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Davis Mills would leave like, wow, I'm a very bad.
Who are these punk-ass kids in our neighborhood? He would immediately call the neighborhood watch and say, hey, there's some kids walking through the neighborhood, some hooligans. Can you chase them out of here?
All right, we're going to get to Spencer.
Where are they going? Oh, I think they're all headed to the transfer portal.
We're going to get to Spencer because he wants to talk about Deshaun Watson, and there were some interesting developments over the weekend when Ryan Clark interviewed David Mulugeta on his podcast. So we will talk about that in just a second. But only 2 days left to get you into the Christmas spirit during our 12 Days of Giving presented by PIN, Passive Investor Network. On the 11th day, we'd like to give back to Camp Hope and the PTSD Foundation, who bring hope and healing to combat veterans and their families suffering from the effects of combat-related post-traumatic stress. We're encouraging you, our wonderful listeners, to head to ESPN975.com/12days to give what you can. David Gao, our CEO, has generously agreed to match the donations of each charity up to $500. So head to ESPN975.com/12days for your donation to Camp Hope and the PTSD Foundation. Now, this is near and dear to our hearts because my daughter works with veterans every day in Oklahoma City. So this is awesome, awesome, awesome. And they really do need your help. So if you can give, please do. Go to ESPN975.com/12days. And let's not forget, we are on Friday. We got our Christmas party at Klein's. We want you all to come. Be there early. It doesn't always kick off with the onside kick. Sometimes it's a little bit later. But, you know, sometimes you have the national anthem after the game starts. So that happens. But
have we ever had that? I thought kick's always been to kind of start the show.
I don't know.
In the first segment.
No, we've had it. In the neighborhood or even the second segment because Mark couldn't get out there or whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be. We want you there at 7. Be there because you're going to get – Mark has the onside kick, which starts it off.
It may start at 7. Like, you better get your butt out there.
Get your butt out there.
Probably the first break. I think that's when we do it, the first break.
Because it's not even – the sunrise isn't even until 7 something.
Well, high is going to be 81 that day.
I know.
So you don't have to worry about it being cold.
Well, but dark, you still have to worry that the heat really doesn't
– 4 straight days of 80 degrees, first in Texas history.
It'll be great.
In December. We will not be cold.
It's unbelievable.
It'll be nice, actually.
It's the best thing I've ever heard.
It'll be nice, actually.
Yeah, we're going to go play golf right after. So
no, we're not. We're going to see Gilbert.
Oh, we're going to see Gilbert right after, actually. Maybe Gilbert will play golf with us. I don't know. But here's the deal is we want you to bring, I know you could bring cash. You want to bring a restaurant gift card. I wouldn't bring an Amazon. I wouldn't bring anything that he has to use a computer for. He wouldn't know what to do with it. That's not his thing. And so money, you want to bring cash for Gilbert, you want to bring him a Texan shirt, a sweatshirt, a hat, a Rockets, an Astros. It would be mean to bring him a Texans hat or a shirt, but if you want to.
So my guy at NFL is sending a care package from the NFL.
How awesome.
Yeah, they're getting a bunch of swag, putting it in a box. Is
Colleen Wolf going to show up?
I don't know. I'm hoping that she has I told Charlie that he'd love to get a Colleen Wolf autograph picture. We'll see if they can make. I mean, she travels so much. We'll see if they can make that happen. But I'm excited about.
I'm going to tell you this. Something. I have a feeling Gilbert's going to be. And we're going to after at 10 o'clock. We're going to be done. If you want a caravan over and see Gilbert over at his nursing home, it's going to be awesome. We'll give him the gifts. He's never had anything like this. It's going to be really touching. Actually, it is, and it's
well,
going to be
he
neat.
Has. It's when he got a bike at Sun and Ski. That whole show was about Gilbert, too.
Right. Well, nothing like this, though. I think this is going to be a lot bigger. And actually,
you think it'll be bigger?
I think it'll be a lot bigger than the.
That'll bike. Be good.
I think it's going to be really big. But this is very unexpected. And so we're going to call him out when he get him out of his room, and we'll all wish him a Merry Christmas because he's really. I think he's going to be very lonely this Christmas. I don't think he's going to have anybody there.
No. For sure. So. Gilbert has been a big part of the show for
a long time,
close to two decades. So, and I know many of you have enjoyed his phone calls and enjoyed his personality. You met him, some never seen him, never met him. This is your chance to just go say hi and say thanks, and it will really mean a lot to him.
It really will. So we're going to do all that on Friday. You got to be there though. We want you to come be there if you want to get any kind of a shirt or hat or. You don't have to come to Gilbert's thing. You can just come and buy and drop it off. That'd be just fine.
Wrap it as a present if you want.
Yeah, if you want. He can open up presents. That'd be great. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. All right, 713-780-3776. Spencer wants to talk about Deshaun Watson. We got a lot to talk about here. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, guys. So I'm just curious more than anything else. I was talking to a friend of mine this weekend. So Deshaun is he's getting paid $10 million to not play. And ideally, they're going to trade him, you know, sometime before next draft. But if they don't, I guess he's owed $35 million next season. What exactly is going to happen? And, you know, if he gets placed on the commissioner and is exempt list because their stuff is still swirling, does he still get paid but the Texans get cap relief? Like, will he get suspended? Is he ever going to get cut? I mean, like, just this whole thing is so odd and strange. And when the stuff came out, I think y'all said it last week about the fact that there were now search warrants out there. Who knows what that'll do? But it's looking more and more, at least right now, that the Texans, kind of got greedy when they passed up on whatever offer they had earlier this season. And, it's one of those things that they sit on Watson as a player too long. At some point, he just loses all value, and they're going to end up cutting him. So, anyway, if I can just explain exactly how this might play out as far as guaranteed salary cuts, commissioner's exemption list, it's all so odd that I just can't even figure it out.
Yeah, so let's start with the morals clause. The NFL has morals clauses where I think this falls into it. I think it's pretty cut and dried. The morals clause gives the athlete's team, league, or company paying the athlete to endorse products or play the right to terminate a contract or otherwise punish a player who engages in criminal or unseemly behavior. I'd say that falls dead center in the middle of this based upon the lawsuits and everything that's taking place now, especially if it gets a little bit worse for Deshaun. The Texans, the NFLPA would fight it. But if they find that if Deshaun ends up in a position where they feel like they can get out of the contract, they could. I think it's the last case scenario, though. I think it's the last case scenario because they would like to be able to move him for picks. I mean, if you just cut him, yeah, you can get out of his contract potentially, but you get nothing in return for Deshaun Watson. I think what the Texans would like to do is move him, get away from his contract and far as that's concerned, take whatever cap hit they have coming for moving him, but then get the draft picks in return. So if it comes to worst case scenario, if it gets to that point where they've got to worry about paying him all this money and they don't think he's going to be a player, I mean, the commissioner will suspend him. It won't just be exemplist. It'll turn into a suspension. But what the Texans would probably do first is cut him and invoke a morals clause and get out of the deal.
Yeah.
Can you believe that's where we are with Deshaun Watson? I would have never guessed that in a billion years when he was coming out. And I did all the work on him, did his background stuff.
Well,
he was a different guy in college. I think this is a good lesson. Access, and it's like Deshaun has a freaky fetish, obviously. That's his own thing. But when you involve other people, it can turn criminal beyond, when they're not, when they don't consent. And so that's where we are here. I don't begrudge Deshaun for having a thing, but you can, if you have a thing and you're not, and it's not consensual, this is what it can turn into. But I also want to say that access, money, time, recognition, access, all this stuff that comes with being a star, it can challenge anybody, but especially athletes and entertainers, because they have access to more than they ever dreamed of. And I think it will really do a number on a guy's character. What you see early on, what you think you see when they're 21, 22 years old coming into the league, sometimes it's much, much different by the time they're 26. I know they say Arian Foster completely, like, not that he was not bad character, but he came into the league as a different, he became much more jaded once he was in the league.
Yeah.
Much more jaded.
So your opinion of the kind of person that Deshaun is much different than David Mulligetta, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
And more.
Is it his?
David Mulligetta is his agent.
His agent? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's different.
I don't know what my opinion of. My opinion of Deshaun is that I think he is.
Well,
I think some of the
about
access.
Him having a fetish, and you talk about seeing that's David Mulligetta would.
Well, I think the access and all the amenities with being a
everybody
pro celebrity.
Everybody has something to gain, Lance. That's why.
Okay.
Okay, just so. All right, so you are jaded, and you are anti-Deshaun.
I'm not. I'm pro-trade Deshaun. I'm also pro-head on out to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC and get your hands on a great vehicle right now. The Red Tag bonus sale is going on. If there's a Red Tag on a vehicle, you get an additional $500 off. Doesn't matter what the dealer cash back is or the purchase allowance or any of the specials that they have going on, they're going to throw an extra $500 savings for you on top of it all. Don't you forget that when you trade in a vehicle, you are going to get top dollar. The pre-owned vehicle market has never been better from a trade-in standpoint, and now is your best opportunity to take advantage of that by getting great trade-in value. Get the $500 bonus cash on the Red Tag bonus sale, and then take advantage of the great programs that they have available, like Chevy Silverado, Chevy Equinox, the Traverse, a lot of Chevys fall into that category. Great options, great opportunities. Make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com to start the car buying experience. They're out in Angleton. They are ready to take care of you, and they can save you thousands. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 7:33 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, David Mulligetta would disagree about Deshaun Watson. He kind of feels like he's a great, great, great guy. And here is David Mulligetta with, by the way, this is Face First Podcast, and it's with, he's being interviewed. It's over an hour long with Ryan Clark. And number 31, Aaron. And David Mulligetta says that Deshaun is a great guy, and there's a reason that all of this is happening. Here he is.
Without being able to go too far in detail, man, you know, he's one of the best human beings I've ever been around. Right. I don't know one person who doesn't have something to gain by, you know, speaking negatively about him that would speak negatively about mm-hmm. him.
Well, except for the two women who have charged him criminally and are not suing him civilly. There's that.
Yeah, I can't take an agent.
No. And, you know, you have to, yeah, he's his agent, so he has to be behind him 1,000%. Listen, there's a lot of money riding on the line here for David Mulligetta. I don't know David Mulligetta. Apparently, he's very about his people.
You mean he has something to gain, too?
His clients love him, and so he has something to gain, too. Yeah, that's right. Everybody has something to gain in this deal, except me and you. So we can be totally objective. I don't know what happened.
And our jobs are better if Deshaun Watson didn't get in trouble and is playing for the Texans and is the guy who's going to lead them back to a rebuild.
We didn't have to watch Davis Mills. Our jobs would be much better.
No, I mean, realistically, having a young star quarterback makes sports talk radio better. This nonsense going on, that had some discussion points during COVID or whatever. But who cares? Ultimately, a bad team, people check out on a bad team. That's not good for sports talk radio.
No.
People check out on an entire football season.
No.
You think that's good? Yeah. No, it's not good.
It sucks.
I'd rather he not have those issues. I'd rather my kids still love Deshaun Watson, honestly.
Yeah. No. We're all better off if Deshaun Watson is playing football right now for the Houston Texans and it's all and everybody it's kumbaya and it's really, really good. So David Mulligetta had a lot more. Listen. He's his agent. Of course, he has his perspective on this whole thing. He's also very confident on how this thing is going to play. He's also very confident on how this thing is going to play out.
There's legal reasons we can't expound on it the way we'd like to. But the one thing I can say is I know who Deshaun is. I think people around the NFL know who Deshaun is. Mm-hmm. That's the reason the market for Deshaun was still as hot as it was. You know, I think anybody who's met Deshaun knows who he is. We know what the truth is. And that's the good thing about the truth. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. no matter what, the truth is the truth.
Right.
Whether it takes one day or 2 days or a year to come out, the truth is the truth. Mm-hmm. Right. So we're pretty confident on how this thing plays out. He's super confident in how it plays out.
Yeah, I think that by the way, Pro Football Talk came out with on Friday, said that 18 of the 22 accusers came to terms on a settlement. Four didn't, so that's why the trade didn't happen with the Dolphins.
So I told you that what I had heard was that Deshaun's side thought that that was getting done.
Yeah.
That makes sense now.
Yeah.
Because they thought the deal was getting done. I said, well, so it's all settled.
So
all the settlements should be done. I was like, okay. And then when it didn't go down and everyone said, what? I don't know settlements. And you know, the argument was from Ian Rappaport when I talked to him that John McClain's story, this is what Ian thought. He goes, John McClain's story. And it wasn't just John and Mark Berman.
Yeah.
Because they had, obviously, Mark Berman doesn't say things without knowing.
Right.
Period. It's just into discussion. Mark Berman's going to say things when he's sure that the information he has is accurate. So he thought that coming out and saying that would potentially damage the ability to get a Deshaun Watson trade done because it would have some of the claimants asking for a bigger payday if they thought that that was in the works, and because they would have more leverage. Maybe that happened. Maybe Rappaport was right about that.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe they thought they had a deal done with the settlements.
Well, my question is this: if you had a deal done with the, why are there still 22? If you had a deal done, because they're all not related. I mean, you don't have to do all of them as a bundle. Why aren't 18 of them done now?
Yeah, they're not class action.
Oh, no, it's not a class action. Each individual civil case is different. So why aren't 18 done now?
That's a good question. You knock the number down to 4, it looks better.
A lot better.
It gets, yeah.
And if any of those are in the criminal investigation, they say, I'm good. I'm withdrawing my criminal charges.
If the other side, if these 4 are willing to do it, we can get the number higher. I don't know.
That would look a lot better. Lot better for everybody.
Uh-huh.
And here's what looks really bad. And David Mulligetta can say all he wants about, you know what, I know how this is going to happen, but everything else, and listen, he's going to be good. We're all going to be good. Everything's going to be fine. The criminal investigation, his indecent assault, it's called indecent assault. Now, you have to have, in order to make the commissioner's exempt list, there are three different ways that you can make the list. One of them is having a felony charge, a violent act or a felony charge. I don't know that indecent assault falls into that, a violent act. So we'll have to see. It certainly, and the caller Spencer earlier asked about, you know, what happens. Listen, he doesn't count against the 53-man roster if he's on the exempt list, but he certainly will count against the salary cap. Yes, he does count against the salary cap. So there's nothing that you can do about that, unfortunately. So David Mulligetta says, let's not worry about Deshaun's contract. Everything is going to be fine there.
I've had a lot of experience, you know, going over those contracts, talking to the agents that did those contracts at my firm. So I had a good idea of what the market was and how the market had been changing. You know, knowing that and knowing what, you know, Deshaun meant to that team and what he had done on the field and the way he was thought of on that team and respected by his teammates and so forth. You know, it wasn't a tough negotiation. We were all able to agree on what his worth was. We were able to get a deal knocked out and he was able to, you know, get a contract in a city that, you know, he enjoyed playing for.
Yeah.
Not that much.
No. Well, he got to do the deal with Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
I mean, no wonder he got over on him. No wonder it was there's a no trade clause in there. I mean, goodness gracious. You're talking about 2020. Well, his contract going forward, David Mulligetta is actually going to have to deal with real NFL people now,
no.
Whatever team he goes to.
He got
to deal with Jack Easterby.
I would be interested if Jack Easterby left the morals clause out, if he was that incompetent. Fireable offense, if that were the case. If he negotiated a short-term deal with the no-trade contract with no morals clause,
you would absolutely fire
him for that.
Yeah.
Nick Caserio should fire on the spot.
Well,
that's funny right there.
you can't have something that – it's already a terrible contract because the length wasn't long enough and you gave him the no-trade clause. Like, you can't have both.
No.
A shorter-term deal, then we're going to keep the no-trade clause. You want a no-trade clause, then we need to throw on another 2 years.
Yeah, right.
That's how it works.
Right. Well, here's how this works. It's 741 on ESPN, 742 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And you saw a lot of stuff this weekend. We haven't even gotten into the rest of the NFL, the Rockets. We haven't gotten into any of the wonderful college football games nobody saw any of the college football games. But whatever the case may be, what is it? Or, I don't know, what did you see from your girlfriend this weekend? What did you didn't know? In one sentence.
Excuse me?
What did
you see from your girlfriend?
Yeah, that you didn't know before. Or whatever, your best friend. What did you see from your arrest? I don't know. What did you see from whatever this weekend?
What did you learn?
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's next. So give us a call.
You guys are good at this.
You've been good at this.
You're better than we are.
Yeah, actually. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I learned this weekend that I don't care how cold it is in the morning and you're playing golf out there, you can still drink Coors Lights. I know that. That's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. And it's so funny. The mountains stay blue for a long time when it's cold outside because the beer can knows And this is the smartest beer can in the history of beer cans. And oh, by the way, how about that Coors Light has stepped up for the Christmas party, and they've delivered all kinds of cases to us, and we have got Coors Light coming out the wazoo on Friday morning. If you're looking for, and it's just, you know what, and we're giving them away, then it's not like we're charging you for them. Come on out. Have a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. And oh, by the way, it's going to be 80 degrees, so you're going to need to be refreshed. We want you all to stay hydrated, so make sure that you drink plenty of cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. We'll have them cold. Or we will have plenty of coolers out there full of cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Come drink with us on Friday morning.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. What did you learn this weekend? So if we got full lines here, but as soon as somebody gets off, 713-780-3776, 713-780. You don't tell him he doesn't have to put up the one sentence thing. We know what it's going to be. What it takes too long to do all that. I will start it. I learned this weekend that if you're having a disagreement with your wife, she always has the ace in the hole of how little or next to nothing and lazy you are that she can come back at you with, even if it has nothing to do with the disagreement. And so that's a difficult situation. It really makes it a difficult situation.
Well, it makes it hard to win.
You're always like,
it's hard to win.
It's really, really true.
I learned that the NFL has figured out that they've got to treat the new variant of COVID a lot differently if they want to continue to play.
Right. And they do. They are treating it differently this
they're
week.
They're like, all right.
Whatever.
If you guys get Omicron, you're good. Yeah. We're not, they're like, hey, can we not test anymore? Right. Yeah. Why do we need a test?
Right.
Just tell us if you feel bad.
Okay. All right. One sentence.
Here we go.
713-780-3776. As soon as somebody gets off, you get on. Rolando, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, I learned that the new Spider-Man movie is freaking dope.
Uh-oh.
Dope.
That thing was it's packed at the movie theater last
night. It's like the third largest opening ever.
So Mason said there was 15 people at Spider-Man when he was watching. I'm like, 15? There was a line going into the movie theater. What is it called over there? What's it called over there? Wesleyan by 610.
Right. Wesleyan 610.
Yeah. They had a line going from the parking garage, going all the way out down that and out to the 59.
What's the problem with people?
Because Spider-Man, they were going to the movies. You like going to the movies too. So they were going to the movies.
Cartoon.
But it's good for movie theaters to have. I don't care. Let's get the movies back in movie theaters.
713-780-3776. Yeah, I don't care. But if I wanted to go to another movie and all these stupid Spider-Man people.
If there isn't the Spider-Man stuff out there making money, the chances of movies coming back full-time in the theaters, you got to have some blockbusters to prove that, all right, we need to keep making. Or we're just going to have a bunch of Marvel comics.
That's all we
DC
do, though.
Comics
that's the only
theaters.
Thing that anyone ever goes to the
theater
for.
And I'm getting ready
for.
To watch. I'm watching that. I have to forget it.
Javi wants to get in here. Hey, Javi. Javi.
Fellas, this weekend I learned that with a couple years of seasoning and a little more reps, Trevor Lawrence might develop into a professional quarterback like Davis Mills.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to take a little time. 713-780.
Might develop into Davis Mills.
713-780-3776. No question. Davis Mills looks better than him. He looks better than the number one overall pick. Who's next? Coach Bear. 713-780-3776. Hurry up and get in. What's up, Coach Bear?
Hey, I learned that Dallas is H-Town's high school football bitch.
What did he say?
What?
That Dallas is Houston's high school football.
How about
bitch.
That? How about North Shore again?
North Shore.
How about?
You better pay attention to North Shore
three
every
out of four
year.
Years now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're badass, dude.
Yeah. Houston football did a nice job in the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
all the way around. So yeah, it was a big. We'll get to that here. I tell you what, we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour next hour. We'll give you the heads up on what went down in the playoffs, and then want to give you a heads up on a guest we have coming on tomorrow as well. Let's get who's up? Ocho
what's up?
Texto. What's up, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that North Shore is about to go on another dynasty run with another freshman quarterback.
Wow. Wow. Another freshman quarterback, and they're going on a run, bro. I mean, you want to talk about – we got North Shore is – Coach Jay is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
John Jay. Well, we should have him on.
Is he still there?
We should have him on. Yeah, he's still there.
That guy is just a killer.
He's a killer.
And if you got a freshman beating quarterback Duncanville, already doing that,
gosh. I mean, you kidding me? Beating Duncanville? This is we are a beast. North Shore is a beast. We can have him on. We've had him on before. 713-780-3776. Ben, what you got? What'd you learn this weekend?
Hey, I learned that Trevor Lawrence missed that fan in the end zone.
He did miss the fan in the end zone, that's for sure. The fan ran on the field, but Trevor Lawrence wasn't throwing. James Robinson was running it in when the fan was there. You can't blame Trevor Lawrence for missing him, okay? They were running the football. You can't put that on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but if he's there, you got to get the ball to him.
No, that's not. That's,
okay, what happened with Tyler Huntley?
Tyler Huntley missed Devin Duvernay in the back of the end zone.
And Trevor missed the guy wide open. I mean, that
was
so
bad. Everybody's just talking, oh, this is a bad play. I was watching last night on Sunday Night Football, and oh, it's just a bad play. I was like, really? Devin Duvernay is running wide open in the back of the end zone, and Tyler Huntley doesn't hit him. Jamie, what'd you learn this weekend?
Tyron Woodley's got a sponsorship deal with Sleep Experts.
I tell you what, did you see that? And my kids got me so pissed off. Alec, my 17-year-old, he's a senior in high school. He's like, Dad, you know, the rumor is that Tyron Woodley just threw that was rigged. I said, son, I can't do these conspiracy theories anymore. I said, let me tell you something. So you think it was rigged that he got punched in the temple by a choppy right hand that knocked him unconscious and he fell face first? That was how they rig fights now? I said it was the greatest sales job in history. How about Jake Paul can fight a little bit? This is what people are going to have to recognize. Jake Paul, when I watched him box the very first time, I was like, oh.
If you think that's fake, dude,
that was a big right hand. There's nothing fake about it. No. How about the fact that this YouTuber actually has some boxing skill and a lot of power? That's just the truth. Sometimes guys
have power. He was out before he hit the ground.
Completely out. But it must be rigged.
Come on. 713-780-3776.
Tyron Woodley completely knocked uncut. This is two UFC fighters, Ben Askren and Tyron Woodley, that have been just knocked silly by him. Not to mention Nate Robinson. Although I get the Paul brothers mixed up on who they fought. But Jake is obviously
the Paul brothers mixed up, period.
Jake's obviously the best Paul brother.
Jake is the best Paul brother?
Yeah, I think so.
No one knows. And what about Rue?
Who?
RuPaul?
I bet you RuPaul could throw hands.
Yeah.
I bet you RuPaul. I don't think he wants to throw hands with Jake.
Just Patrick RuPaul throwing hands on me.
I don't think. I'll bet you RuPaul could fight. Okay, let me switch it up. I'll bet you RuPaul can fight. I bet you RuPaul doesn't want to fight Jake Paul. RuPaul versus Jake Paul is not the fight that we want to see.
No. 713-780-3776. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Hurry up. Other Eric is here. What's up, Other Eric?
I learned that if you've got three positives in the house and you're the only negative, you get to sequester in the bedroom with a 65 and a 12-pack of Natty Light and watch three games uninterrupted.
Oh, my God.
What a great life.
He's doing reverse COVID.
I'm staying away from you.
He flipped. This feels like a Larry David episode. He flipped the COVID. He flipped the COVID the other way and said, you know what? You guys don't stay sequestered. I stay sequestered. You all have it. I'm going to stay in the room by myself. You all go that way. That would be best for you guys to be. Instead of you guys occupying three rooms, be together as a family in one room, and I will be in another room.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where the food and the drink come in, the TV. What a brilliant move.
See, you do that anyway. You reverse COVID on your family anyway.
It's true. When I had COVID, I did it. When I didn't have COVID, right. I did it.
You kind of you sneak into the bedroom yeah. with your towel, eat and watch your
you
shows.
Put it over the bed. You don't want it to, unless you got food that's not sloppy. You know, but
you don't need a towel all the time when you're eating on your bed.
It's safe as I don't want to get it on the bed. Although we don't, we're not using a bedspread anymore, so I can just,
What do you?
I don't care if it's a banh mi sandwich, if it's spaghetti, it doesn't matter. I want to be at a TV watching my show.
Right.
And I don't like, and sometimes my shows are a little rough, so I can't watch them. Or Maddie's maybe homeschooling. I can't watch them out
she
there.
She hears bad words on there.
Yeah, I can't watch them out there, so I got to go into my room.
Right, right.
Come out here and spend time. I hear this. Come out here and spend time with the family. I will. I got to check on something back. There's a, do you know that there's something going on? And they just keep walking. And there's something going on there. You don't finish the sentence because obviously it's not going to be a good excuse.
No, 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 so no. Well, it's a lie.
I'm going. You don't want to I'm coming back to check on. I got to see if that's even there. Hold on. Where's my phone? You just keep. I can't even find. Oh, where's the dog? Does any? Have y'all seen my charger? You just throw multiple sentences out there, and before you know it, there you are. You're
my
back
key.
In the back,
what?
And I'm watching. You know, Narcos right. Mexico, the last version, right. Or I'm watching. I finished. I get sad when I finish episodes, and I've been on them for a long time. Yeah. Like that show Undercover, I finish that, and I'm like, God, man.
Now what?
Now
we
now
haven't
what
found
I
anything.
Do with my life?
We haven't found anything.
Peaky Blinders. Once that was over, I'm like, now what do I do with my life?
Now we did that in like 2 days.
Not all
we
the go, seasons.
We run through stuff.
Well, Peaky Blinders. Another season's coming.
The season comes out.
So my show Undercover is coming back January 10th. So I got that to look forward to. I got. Peaky Blinders is going to – they're filming another season. But, they, like, Bosch is done. Series is over.
Get off Bosch. 756 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we'll go over – we got a lot of stuff to go over yet. Let's go over everything that happened in the NFL yesterday on the other side.
I wish they would package up in it. Would you go back and watch all of 2011 Houston Texans games? What if they sold that in a box series? And you could watch each episode as a game.
Oh, by the way.
With commercials cut out. And cut out between plays. To where you see his play condensed. You could watch the whole game in less than an hour.
No, no.
2011. I didn't say right now.
I know. Why do I want to watch 2011? It's 10
years
ago.
Well, I mean,
ago.
You watch old TV shows. Why don't you watch
Matt
old Texans Schaub, when they were good?
Matt Schaub just, oh, being
no,
you know,
TJ Yates too.
I'm so tired. Oh, yeah, great.
Matt Schaub was pretty good then.
Gosh.
Good
can
Andre
we...
Johnson, good. You get to see what good Arian Foster, good offensive line, good Andre Johnson.
Care.
You don't miss any of that
I've
stuff?
I've already seen it. Seen it. Why would I watch a rerun?
Because
why do
people
I,
watch...
I don't want to watch Andy Griffith again.
Do you ever
I don't
watch?
Want to watch
do you ever watch shows the second time?
No. I really,
movies?
No, yeah. Yeah, but I liked them a lot more than I liked that 2011 team. That 2011 team ended up losing it to the Patriots every year.
That
they
was,
lose to the Patriots
no,
all the time.
No, they lost to the Ravens.
I know how it's going
to
end.
11 lost to the Ravens. But they had a chance to go
great.
To the Super Bowl.
Jacoby hitting a face mask with a ball.
They took a lead after that.
That's great. That's
the Texans
what I
still
need.
Took a lead after that.
I don't need that.
That
in my life. No. I want
I'm giving you – you got to acknowledge the Texans had two good seasons. Why would you not acknowledge that?
I would never
– you know what the Texans say about you? John Granato, biggest hater on the planet.
Oh, no,
right.
No, they don't. You know what they sent me this weekend?
What?
Sauvignon John.
Did they send you
a bottle of wine?
Are they trying to get you back?
It says Sauvignon John.
They try to get you back
like,
as a season ticket holder.
What? Now my favorite team. Except they didn't send me a pizza.
Are you re-renewing tickets?
No,
because
but
of
I'm
that?
Thinking about it now. Did you get a Sauvignon Lance?
Never been a season ticket holder.
No, no. I don't think that's why. I don't know why. My wife said it was a package for her, but I said, why does it say Sauvignon John? This is for me.
It's because you're a season ticket holder. They're trying to get you back. They've lost season ticket holders.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, major.
Oh, you think?
I guarantee you they sent that out to all the season ticket holders who they've lost.
No, they haven't.
Why would they send it to you? Because you're such an ally to the team on the radio?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're a hater.
No.
Me and the rest
they
of the people who love the Texans.
I am, and I love them. Oh, did they win yesterday? Yes. Are they the hottest team in the NFL right now? Yes.
No.
Yeah, they just won a game. Thank you. Half the team's lost, and they're not one
of them. Beating the Jaguars doesn't make you the hottest team in the league.
ESPN. You know who's the hottest butcher in the city?
Michael.
Michael is. Michael's the best.
He's actually the busiest.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you have your order for, we told you in advance to do this, pretty much now, you need to do this now. Prime rib. Beef tenderloin, those are the hot items
what about
at Christmas
hams
time.
Or turkeys or
but hams, turkeys, steaks. They do a ton of steaks. I mean, a lot of people do steaks for Christmas as well. You can do that. But the beef tenderloin and the and the prime rib are the two that really go at Christmas time. Secure your order today. They're at Richmond and Chimney Rock. They're easy to get to. You can do it over the phone and just come pick it up. And then when you're out hunting as well, bring everything in, and they'll go ahead and knock out all the processing, and you get back a cooler with all of your deer has just been processed just the way you like it, or quail, or whatever you're looking for.
No, and listen, you make this holiday so good, and you're going to have the best meal. And it's so fun to have everybody at your family around the table, and they're like, wow, this is delicious. Your mom, you sent it to her.
Yeah, it was overnighted a beef tenderloin. She liked it so much.
Yeah, how about that? So if you're looking for the best meal, you're looking for – Michael is so good, too. I was in there the other day, and this guy goes, now, how do I cook these – bacon wrapped quails, and he's like, oh, you just put them in a pan in the oven, blah blah blah, and it's like he can tell you how to cook everything, he can season everything for you. He's unbelievable. He's the best. Michael is the best butcher. If you're looking for the best Christmas food this holiday season, get to Pete's Fine Meats. It's on Richmond at Chimney Rock. It's Pete's Fine Meats.
Food and rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.